innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a little bit of a bonus of the Inner City Geeks podcast. Steve here. And I got with me today some people that are going to be part of something that's going to be pretty dope. Something that's going to be awesome. Something that like I'm super excited for. And also people that are with me today are super excited for. Joe Riv is going to be an action film that's going to be coming out very soon. It's going to be screening at a festival, right? In the next couple days.
Sir.
It's going to be screening in the next couple days. Yeah. And so with me today, I got Danny Rivera or Danny Limelight.
Hey,
yes. I got Laquan Bennett with us as well.
How's it going?
Yes. And I got Loudmouth over here too.
Yes, sir. Ski.
So how's everybody doing? How's everybody's going today?
Mr. Jacko, we doing good. I'm doing good, Papa. Thank you for asking. Thank you for bringing me on to talk about the film.
Absolutely. It's I'm glad that you actually went out and actually, you know, you asked for people to, you know, to see who would want to actually do these interviews with you. And I was like, yo, I've been a fan, so I might as well go out and ask if I was open, if they were open to have me at least do this.
Definitely.
I've been doing podcasting for like a good 6-7 years or so. And like it's different when you're actually interviewing somebody that you're necessarily like that you are a fan of. Like I'm a fan of yours and I'm a fan of, you know, of film in general. Like I fucking love film. Like the for the most part, a lot of things that we do on the show is actually talk about film and TV and you know, a lot of pop culture stuff. So we talk about the John Wicks and we talk about, you know, all the Marvel stuff and all the stuff. And so like the fact that you actually are working on something that kind of brings joy to me. I was like, okay, let's do this. Let's see if we can actually get something going on here.
Let's get it. That's what I'm talking about, man. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah. Most definitely. So where do I start? As far as this film. So tell me a little bit about this movie.
So Joe Riv, you know, he's a killed in action operative.
Okay.
Who comes back home after 3 years, everybody thinking he's dead, to avenge the death of his sister. You know, his sister was killed at a nightclub. She was at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong person.
Okay.
And as a result, she's murdered. And so Joe comes back home to find out who did it. And, you know, he tries to get some help from Laquan Bennett's character, which is Detective Jacobs. And I'll let Laquan talk about Detective Jacobs.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, Detective Jacobs, you know, has his history with Joe Riv. They were brothers in arms, right? Back in the day. And like you said, comes in for help trying to sort out what's going on, right? He's a detective now, and you know, let's Joe Riv know what he's got so far, because he's been kind of looking into it and all. But for Detective Jacobs, you know, I wanted the humanity to be there in the form of, you know, this is somebody close to Jacobs, who we thought was gone, who we had no closure for whatsoever, just appearing out of the blue. You know, it's like family,
right?
You know, and that's kind of the point of view that I gave the character. At the same time, he's a professional. He's trying to perform his, you know, duties as a law enforcer the best possible. So it's a little bit of conflict when it comes to that, and
of course,
Joe Riv's methods.
You try not to be as much of a vigilante, then you know you try to serve and protect, but you don't want to go too crazy with everything else at the same time.
Exactly.
I definitely like the way the character was written. You know, was like he said, the humanity, but not wanting to cross over into that, you know, the anti-hero or the, you know, the vigilante role, you know, and that was definitely Joe Riv's character. He was he went, you know, vigilante style, because he feels that the police, the detective and his people weren't doing the job fast enough to find out who did it. And so he takes matters into his own hand. And from there on, it's just nonstop ass whippings for everybody involved with the death of his sister.
Yeah, and it looks really cool. Like from what we've seen in the trailer, it actually looks really, really, really dope. Like I like what they did with, I like what you guys did with the trailer. It looks really cool.
That's a creative lab, Saif al-Sharif. Okay. He edited, he did the coloring, you know, the VFX, and he also put the trailer together for me. So I want to give a special shout out to Saif al-Sharif from Creative Lab. They're on Instagram, creativelab1.com. And he did his thing with that, man. He put that thing together. Love everything that I wanted to see in it, he gave it to me.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, Lama, what is your like role in the movie
or in this film? Oh man, I play the biggest role in the movie. I play the biggest role in the film. You know what I mean? I'm entertainment.
Nice.
In all seriousness, I am entertainment in the film. I'm the DJ in the film.
Multiple
scenes, as well as, you know, one of my songs that just released premiere today, Pop It, you know, featuring DJ Drama and King
Crow. DJ Drama, that's a big flex.
Big flex. Featuring DJ Drama is a part of the soundtrack to Joe Riv.
Okay, sweet. Awesome. Yeah,
as soon as the film opens up, man, we're in a club, strippers dancing, shaking their ass, people having a good time. The first song that you hear is Bop It, spinning on the ones and twos. So it was pretty awesome to have a fellow veteran like Lama, who's a former Marine Corps sergeant. Did service country for 5 years. He came out, he offered his assistance, he brought his DJ equipment, he brought his, you know, his passion. And you know, we shot the whole film in one day. It was on set
16 hours.
It was on set 16 hours, and the whole time, you know, whenever we had breaks, he was spinning music to keep everybody's energy up. And I appreciate so much for that.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
Mouth looks like he's at a party right now. He's got lights.
It's always jumping.
You gotta keep it popping. You gotta keep the party moving.
Energy. That's how I always keep the energy coming.
Absolutely.
Something, you know what I mean? The lights, they got the incense burning. Got the speakers, the sound, the mic.
Yeah. I'm the same way. Like, I always need to have music playing in my ears for the most part. Like, either it's music or podcast that I'm listening to, and I always need to have something going at like all day. Like, it's never anything like that I'm not listening to. Even when I'm sleeping, I'll have like the light jazz station. You know, like, I'm falling asleep. But besides that, most of the time, it's a catchy thing to go to. But besides that, like for most part, I'm all over everything. So. It's always good to have all the musics and all the entertainment to, you know, keep you focused on your everyday thing.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Oh yeah. So what made you actually work on this? What was some of your thoughts into actually getting this project to get off the ground?
So originally I had been doing short films for a while during the pandemic, and even before, like little projects here and there, working with, you know, Laquan and I worked on a couple little things, you know, and just was constantly trying to stay busy. Wrestling had stopped for me for a while because of the pandemic. So I decided, you know, when I was in New York Film Academy going to school for acting, you know, I was taking a screenwriting class on the side. I've always loved creativity and writing. So I was writing stuff. And, you know, Miko Saad, the director of the film, he's an Egyptian award-winning filmmaker. His films has won at several film festivals and stuff like that. He's won best actor, best director, best producer, little things here and there. You know, I say little things, but they're not easy to do. It's not easy to win.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and he was like, man, you write so much for so many other people. Because I would always write for other people and just give myself like a little something, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you need to write something to showcase everything that you can do because you're super talented. And so, you know, I love action films, you know, Jason Statham, Keanu Reeves, Denzel Washington, those are my favorites, you know. And this film, definitely, I drew inspiration from John Wick, you know, and I drew inspiration from some of Jason Statham's films and some of the stuff that Denzel did in Equalizer. And so, you know, I put it together and I came up with Joe Riv and, you know, just making sure that the fight scenes was all very realistic, like you see in the John Wick and in the Equalizers, you know, you got the arm versus unarmed manipulations, the weapon on weapon, knife on knife, the hand to hand combat, you know, the jujitsu throws, stuff like that, judo throws. There was a lot of things in the film, even the real life tussling back and forth, you know, when you got a bigger guy dragging around or someone who's not as big. You know, we try to keep it as real as possible. We had glass props, you know, bottles, you know, bricks. But there's a bunch of stuff that we had in this film, and just the creativity of the fights, you know, it was all, you know, very well thought out of it. A lot of it came from, you know, the Marine Corps martial arts program syllabus, teaching all the stuff that I taught as a Marine Corps martial arts instructor. And then a lot of it came from my wrestling psychology as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Wrestling is everything. You find wrestling in just about anything, whether it's movies, whether it's TV, whether it's real life. You basically, you know, you got to find out where it all fits in somehow, some way, shape or form.
Facts.
Yeah. So, what are some of your backgrounds, you guys? Laquan, what else do you like to do on you know, other than, you know, acting in film and stuff like that? I know before we started, you were talking about, you know, voiceover and stuff.
Yeah. So I've done a bit of voiceover myself. I have a lot of fun with it. I do read, but I guess, like I was saying, things are more conversational now. So it's a little bit more accessible for anybody who wants to step in. so I've always been a huge fan of film myself.
Okay.
You know, storytelling. I've studied some martial arts, karate, kendo. I was actually in the army myself.
Oh, nice.
Let's see. What else do I do? I've just been working so much, just trying to cast this net, catch as many jobs as I can. I've done some stunt work. That's actually how I got started.
Okay.
Yeah. It's dude, I'm in work mode right now. I'm having trouble thinking about like hobbies and stuff right now. It's crazy.
Oh man.
How about you, Loudmouth? What you got?
Oh man, what do I like to do? I love to work. I DJed for 5 years. I DJed overseas in Japan. I DJed in California. I DJed in clubs. I DJed in backyard. I DJed in house parties. So okay. I love the nightlife. I'm a huge fan of the nightlife and music. I love music. That's why I started pursuing music on a scale that I am right now. You know, I am to be the best, and I'm, you know what I mean? I'm going to be the best. So, you know, like I said, I think performing is what got me into acting. I wanted to start pursuing acting. And then when Danny hit me up and was like, he needed a DJ, I was like, oh man, like the stars aligned and
the
staff lifted it up. And then, you know, the sun beam hit it and it hit uh-huh. the chest. And I went to the chest. You know what I mean? It was like perfect timing. It's like perfect Absolutely. Timing. I was like, oh man, this is dope. I get to be a DJ and in the movie. And I was like, it's always something that I wanted to pursue. Like, not many people even might know this, but you know, I want to be, a musician until my 30s, and then I want to pursue acting, and everything just worked out.
Okay.
And what's crazy is that, like, at no point when I was trying to get him to come out and play this role of this DJ was I like, if you do this to me, I'll put your song in the film. Like, it was never like that. It was like, I need you for this, bro. Like, hook it up, da 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 da. And he was there. He didn't ask for nothing. He was there the whole day, 16 hours. Not once did he play any of his songs, nothing like that. He just came out, and then afterwards, in post production, I was like, yo, send me your song. But don't release it until the trailer drops.
Nice.
Perfect timing. And here he is, the director himself, award-winning filmmaker, Miko Saad.
What's up?
Director of Joe Riv, I4 Productions owner. And this is the man right here that helped bring all of Joe Riv together.
What's going on?
Yes, sir. How's it going? How's it going, Miko?
Oh, good. What's up, Laquan? Loudmouth is
good. What's up, Miko? How you doing?
Wow, Steve, thanks for having us, man.
Oh, no doubt. Anytime. I'm always here. Like I always like spreading the word of pretty much everything. Like what I tend to do, like especially on my show, like I'll talk about, you know, the weekly geek news and stuff like that, and then like I'll wind up throwing out music that comes out every single week. And sometimes they'll flag me for it, but like other times I'm like, I just want people to know about music. I love music, so figured I'd do the same thing. Especially I love movies and stuff too, so like I always want to talk about that. So that's just something that always interests me, and I'm like always like to spread the news, spread the word.
That's amazing, man. I love music, is my passion too, and luckily for us, we were honored to have like two premieres for song premieres in the film. One nice. For the Mouth, which is Puppet, and it was released just today, but it was yeah. in the like big time. So shout out to Loudmouth, my brother. And the second one was Ria Rashad with his song like Whole A Lot Of Drip, and it was just performed in the club scene. So we kind of like, oh, like especially Danny, he knows a lot. Like his cousin is making this song for the trailer. Somebody else is making song for the club scene. Loudmouth is taking pop. It was just with the opening scene of the film. It was just a whole collaborative, like musician and like together. It's crazy, bro.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's always good to have, you know, that collaborative minds everywhere.
Yeah, and sorry to cut you, but like the person who made actually the music for the film, the score, he was in London. He did the whole thing from London. It was great to have like people from different part of the world work on the film, you know.
That's awesome. That's always so the benefit of the internet now, instead of, you know, waiting days to, for things to get from to overseas and stuff like that. So it's always good to have everything, you know, easily accessible all the time.
To be honest, our life has changed forever. You know, with everything, the technology is changing every second. There's people actually now in Silicon Valley, they're changing our life every couple of seconds. So,
absolutely.
You know, we're in a good time, and I just want to send Danny a message. So I'm gonna send you a message quickly. So sorry if I just minimize.
It's all good.
Just, you know, because I want to talk about you, but I don't want you to hear. I'm joking. Of course I'm joking. You know? But I'm just gonna let Danny read whatever I just sent him. So like this, it doesn't appear that it's staged.
Yo! Okay.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna read it out loud directly from Film Freeway. Dear Miko, this is an automated email to notify you that Action on Film International Film Festival and Writers Competition 2020 and 2021 has updated the judging status of your submission of Joe Riv to finalist.
Nice. Yes,
congratulations on your finalist status. For your convenience, the official acceptance letter is in entirety in the following link. Please read the acceptance letter from Del Weston and Teresa Weston, Action on Films Mega Fest Festivals. We're going to Vegas!
Yeah!
Yeah. Congrats. That's awesome. Yeah. That's really freaking cool. Hell yeah, that's awesome. That's exciting, man.
And this festival, like, actually, it's one of the biggest festivals on Action, like, films and stuff like this and figures from Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. Like Dell, Robert, and all like those guys, they work always with like literally Jason Statham, Arnold, Stallone. It's crazy when you go and like it just, you see so many people from the action industry, from the film industry, you've been seeing all your life, you know. And they're all in one place, and we just go into this place. I'm super grateful. I'm not the action guy, but I'm
That's awesome. That's really cool. Like I remember, you know, dealing with a lot of these people when I would go to Comic Cons back in the day. We used to go to, like, you know, New York Comic Con all the time before I actually moved out to Tampa. And I would be there and I would see like all these people. And I'm like, oh my God, these people are like superstars and they know what they're doing. They've made a whole career out of, you know, out of just them interacting with other people that bring, you know, the craziness that's in their minds.
Yep.
For everybody else to see.
They see it. Like, imagine this is some lyrics or some words written on a paper. Somebody has to bring that to life.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah. Just add memories, add like...
Well, I'm so hyped right now.
Yeah, me too. I can't, like, my arms are shaking. I'm so
crazy. I know. And this is just the beginning, like, because everyone came their absolute 100%, you know, and everyone was there, like, just on one man's, like, you know, just heart. Everyone was trying. And we're grateful, obviously, for whatever we did and whatever we're going to do. And what can I say? It's so much.
It's exciting. Fun. It's exciting. It's exciting.
Yeah. And I'm ready for it. Those guys,
oh, yeah.
one hell of an army, man. One hell of a team. All of this was done in one day.
Damn. I know he was telling us earlier a whole day of shooting. It's kind of pandemic,
so the good people. You can't get the good people at this point. Like, you can't get like just the people who's like you like the people before. You have 10 cinematographers to choose to between. Now you have just one or two, so you're limited. The people are like they don't want to do certain things. So because of it was just in the middle of the pandemic. And it was just kind of it made it more of a challenge, but yet again, it was enjoyable because it made it what it is, you know. And while everyone was just at home doing good things, and they should be at home, we just went out one day and we did something that we shouldn't do. But on like we were prepared, we just literally kept messaging people, and we have a group, all of us as a family,
right.
Family and we communicate all the time, and then he just always is like sharing like podcast, share whatever, anything to do with the film or anybody in the film in the group, and we kept like warning everybody, oh yeah, make sure it's corona, make sure you don't touch, make sure you wash. There was sanitized station, it was SAC protocol when it comes to all of the like COVID stuff. But thank God we did it, and no one was just anything, and it was just a happy day.
That's awesome. That's always the best.
Thank God.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Like I was mentioning before the show, like actually like I worked WrestleMania and stuff like that because I have a part-time job. And one of the things that I did was, you know, I had to make sure that everybody was, you know, covered up for the most part. And, you know, and it was kind of bonkers to have like, you know, so many people at one place at one time. So especially like after the fact that like there was supposed to be nobody out for the most part.
Yeah, we were.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, it was in the beginning as well. Like we were crazy, but we were ready. We're hungry, man.
Oh yeah, absolutely. People are hungry to actually get out and actually do the things that they actually enjoy.
Oh no, I think he was talking like not figuratively, like he might be really hungry.
So yeah. he's actually trying to eat.
feed me.
Always hungry. But we're hungry for success too. And it's
absolutely. That's
the most important part. Because like that's why I vowed to myself, like I would never, if I'm making a project, I would never attach anybody to my project who's not hungry. I don't mind how talented you are because there's plenty of talented people. But you can have some talented person who's there, but he's not trying or think he knows everything, or he simply think from his own this perspective or experience that he knows and he doesn't know what he doesn't know. So it just all of this together is just about that. But if somebody have a heart on the project, no matter where they go, no matter how you guys fight, no matter how you guys like, no matter what, you know, he's doing it for the best purpose of the project. This is the kind of people I want to work with.
It's not
it was never about anybody else. It's not about ego. It's about the product that we are making. Because if the product is good, we are good. If the product is bad, we all bad.
Right.
You know? So I think like just as important to have people who's hungry, people who just want to actually make something and good, not just something, just so they can feel good about themselves, because there is a lot of people like that, especially in our industry, and then like, you know, because like you have to be a little bit vain if you are in, like doing what we are doing. Like you have to kind of just, oh, show me, feel, like do, all of this stuff. Everything is manageable once like everybody's goal. Our eye in the prize, you know, we
absolutely
have one. So just that's why we were going. Do you know, like it was me, Danny, and we have like a Hollywood veteran action stuntman, stunt coordinator, second unit director, and Nick Herms, who worked in 120 Hollywood movies, big studio movies, doing action alongside Brad Pitt and you name it, Angelina Jolie. And anyway, like we're just that's why with me and Danny. I know Danny like wrote the film, and Danny was producing. Danny was there. Danny did all the stunts, all the fight, got the people together. But in the same time, we got Nick to do this for a reason. Danny could have done what Nick done, but we just wanted at this point to give the film the best chance possible. It's okay if we have somebody with this experience who can execute the fight very well. So because they are good fights, we just need to film them right. Okay, yeah. I have never filmed action before. I could have just say, okay, like, you know, I'm going to take care of this and I'm going to film. Like, I filmed scene or action, but this is a whole film action, a whole fight and camera and coverage and stuff like this. At this point, if I am as a director thinking that I want to be calling the shots because that's how things should be, then you don't have a film. Yeah, you know, you just have something that feed my ego and make me feel good about myself. And this is the kind of people that you don't work with, mm-hmm. no matter how talented they are. Because it's always going to go around the same loop, you know? But at this point, I said, no, actually, to get this best chance, we have to get this guy in there. So we get Nick to do this because Danny's in there. Danny's more experienced than me with fights, but he's in the fight. So right. He came out. If he was
You gotta have somebody looking in.
Yeah. You know, somebody who's an expert, like fighter, who actually fights for a living and understand. Like Nick, not just fights for a living, and it's not fighting. I don't mean fights for a living, but as well know how to, like, make this into the filmmaking, the punches and all of this. We were blessed, you know, with everybody who came and lent a hand. You know, like each one of those guys, even here and the one who's not here, we were blessed. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, I'm grateful. I can't say no more, man.
That's awesome.
Definitely.
I'm glad you guys are putting this out because, like, it's always good to have entertainment like that.
Should we roll the trailer? Let's roll the trailer. Mi gente, everybody listening, this is the official trailer for Joe Riv, starring myself, directed by Miko Sad. Amazing stunt performers like Laquan Antonio Bennett, Nathan People, Dan Mastersons. Actresses like Carla Mendez, Jasmine Kuna, Sarah Soler, DJ Lauma providing the music. Yeah. Release on all streaming platforms today, but without further ado, let's roll the trailer for Joe Riv. Mi gente, here it is.
After it's been accepted to the one of the biggest.
I thought we were brothers. It's been 3 years since I saw them put you in the ground.
Joe Riv, is that it?
Who killed my sister?
I saw them bury you!
You have to go. I'm sorry, you have to go now.
Colin, aren't you fucking dead?
Yes, it's fire, baby.
Yes. Nice. That looks really cool. Like, I'm excited. I'm excited to see the full feature. Excited to see where it's going to go. Very, very exciting. Very cool.
It's a trailer created by Saif al-Sharif from Creative Lab. Saif al-Sharif did an amazing job with the trailer. I want to give him a special thanks for getting it out in time. Man, that's Joe Riv. That's the trailer.
Bro, the trailer, the film, and the festival.
Yes, sir.
All on the same day.
Film done. Trailer done. Submission. And the next day after submission, we get accepted. This is great for the team. This is great for everybody. I'm so grateful. And I can't wait for everybody to see it. It will be coming out soon, but first we need to go kick ass at the festivals.
Absolutely.
We're going to Vegas. Absolutely.
We're going to Vegas, baby.
Yes. I wish you guys all the best. It's for it. You know, it's super exciting, super, super cool to actually have you guys, you know, say that, oh yeah, it's actually gonna be in Vegas, one of the finalists for the festival. It's really cool. It's really dope. I feel honored, you know.
And the pleasure is ours, honestly, man. Thank you for your time and for the opportunity as well. Thank you, Danny, for arranging this.
Of course, man. Steve, thank you so much, Mr. Jackal, for bringing us on your show. Before I close out, I'm just going to let everybody to hop on, promote their stuff real quick, whatever else they got going on, and their social media, starting with Laquan.
Yo, so I just got off of season 4 of Snowfall. If you're not watching that, and you're missing out. If you want to see what I'm up to ever, you can catch me on Instagram at windstriker007.
Nice, nice. You're a spy.
Yeah, mouth.
He said that so slick. Season 4 of Snowfall. But you can catch me on Instagram and Twitter, same handle at It's Loudmouth. Things I have on the future, I will be actually performing in Miami in November. So I'll be at a showcase for live music in November for $50,000. So I'll be out there. I'll be out there. You know what I mean?
Good
check
luck,
my Instagram,
luck.
Tap in, stay tuned.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Nico?
Yeah, my name is Miko Saad. You can follow me anywhere on Miko Saad the same. Just and other than that, I'm grateful again and I'm happy. And there's more to be done. And already now working on a feature film, having Danny and playing an interesting character. McQuan will be playing something there as well. You know, nice. Loud mouth, we gotta talk. You know, but yeah, like honestly, it's a horror feature film and it's crazy. That's all I can say. And then he plays something that it's crazy, and I can't say no more now because, like this, we'll make another podcast together.
Yes, mi gente, you already know who it is. It's the Radioactive Poppy, Danny Limelight, aka Joe Riv, the one and only.
Yes.
I just want to thank all these gentlemen for coming onto the show to promote the film, talk about what they got going on. You can follow me always on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Limelight. Make sure you're tuning into Mystic Jackals podcast every week. Mi gente,
yes,
show some
yes.
love. For those of you, Joe Riv, go watch the trailer over and over and over on YouTube. Share it, tag your friends, let everybody know the trailer is out. You can catch me on almost any channel that you can watch wrestling on Monday through Saturdays. You never know where I'm going to pop up next. AFA coming soon. Big horror film, featured film with Miko Saad. I'm just so thankful for the team, and I can't wait for y'all to see what's next.
Pop it. Pop it.
Pop it. Pop it's out right now, streaming on all major platforms. Go get you some.
Yes. Pop
That's it.
Yes.
Say it again. It's out now.
Yeah, it's out now. It's out right now on all major platforms.
I'm listening to the song today.
Yeah.
Hey.
Nice.
Pop it.
Great guys, honestly, thank you again.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Yeah.
Much love.
No
much
doubt.
Love.
Definitely, most definitely. Thank you guys.
Have a good one. Bye.
Nice chatting with you, Steve. Take care.
Oh, definitely, bro.